Hello, everyone. I'm sure you've all seen the Harry Potter movies or read the books, but do you know the real story behind them? What if I told you that one of the most successful women in the world once wanted to end her life? That she was a single mother, living in extreme poverty, struggling with depression, and rejected by 12 publishers? What if I told you that this woman, who had no job and no hope, later became a billionaire? This is the story of J.K. Rowling, the woman who created Harry Potter, one of the most famous book series in history. This is not just a story. This is a lesson in life, in persistence, and in never giving up. If you have ever failed, felt lost, or thought of giving up, then this story is for you. And if you are learning English, this is the perfect story to listen to, because every word is simple and easy to understand. So stay with me until the end, because this story will change the way you see failure, rejection, and success forever. Chapter 1: The Early Life of J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling's real name is Joanne Rowling. She was born on July 31, 1965. In a small town called Yate, England. She grew up in a simple middle-class family. Her father was an engineer, and her mother was a science technician. They were not rich, but they lived a normal life. Joanne had a younger sister named Diane, and the two of them were very close. As a child, Joanne was very quiet and shy. But she had one thing that made her different: her imagination. From a young age, she loved stories. She would spend hours writing little stories and telling them to her sister. When she was just 6 years old, she wrote her first story about a rabbit who got sick and was visited by his animal friends. Even at such a young age, she knew she wanted to be a writer. But life was not going to be easy for her. Joanne loved books and dreamed of becoming a famous author, but her parents did not believe writing could be a good career. They wanted her to study something practical, like business. However, Joanne's love for writing never faded. She went to Exeter University to study French, but deep inside, she did not want to. She did it to please her parents. Then, at the age of 15, something terrible happened. Her mother was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, a disease that affects the brain and body. Over the years, her mother's condition became worse and worse. This broke Joanne's heart. She was extremely close to her mother, and watching her suffer every day made her deeply sad. By the time Joanne finished university, her mother's health had worsened. She moved to London and worked in different jobs, including as a secretary, but she was not happy. She wanted more from life. One day in 1990, something magical happened. Joanne was sitting on a train from Manchester to London when an idea suddenly came to her. It was an idea about a young boy, a boy with glasses, a boy who did not know he was special. A boy who would one day become a great wizard. That boy's name? Harry Potter. She had no pen, no paper, nothing to write on, but she could not stop thinking about the story. In her mind, she imagined Hogwarts, the school of magic. She imagined Dumbledore, Ron, Hermione, and Voldemort. By the time the train reached London, she had already planned a big part of the story in her head. She rushed home and started writing immediately. This was the moment that changed her life forever. Just as Joanne started writing Harry Potter, something terrible happened. Her mother, the person she loved the most, passed away in December 1990. She was completely heartbroken. She had not even told her mother about Harry Potter. The pain of losing her mother was unbearable. She fell into deep depression. To escape, she moved to Portugal in 1991 to teach English. She thought a new country would help her forget the pain. While living in Portugal, she met a man named Jorge Arantes, and they got married. Soon they had a baby girl named Jessica. But this marriage was not happy. Her husband was abusive. He would fight with her all the time. After just 1 year of marriage, they got divorced. Now she was a single mother, alone in a foreign country, with no money, no job, and a small baby to take care of. She had nothing. In 1993, she returned to Scotland, her home country. She had no house, no job, and no help. She was so poor that she had to live on government benefits, which means the government gave her money just to survive. She could not afford food. She could not afford heat. She was completely broke. She suffered from severe depression and even thought about ending her life. She felt like a complete failure. But she had one thing left: her dream. Even in her darkest times, she continued writing Harry Potter. She would go to small cafes with her baby and write for hours, even though she had no idea if anyone would ever read her book. She just kept writing. She had no money. She had no job. But she had a story, and she was not going to give up. J.K. Rowling had written her first Harry Potter book, but her journey was far from over. She had no money. She had no support. She was living on government aid, struggling to feed her baby. She was depressed, lonely, and felt like a complete failure. But she had one thing, a story. She believed in her book. She knew it was special. Now she just needed someone else to believe in it too. She started sending her manuscript to different publishers. She believed it wouldn't take long. After all, she'd worked so hard, and she had a great story. She sent her manuscript to one publisher. They rejected it. She told herself, "It's okay. This happens to many writers." She sent it to another publisher. They rejected it too. Then another, and another, and another. Every time she opened a rejection letter, her heart sank. Each time she thought, "Maybe this is the one." But each time, she was disappointed. She started doubting herself. "Maybe my book isn't good enough. Maybe I'm not meant to be a writer." She was already at her lowest point in life. No money, no job, no support. And now, rejection after rejection. Most people would have given up. But she didn't. She kept sending her manuscript until she'd received 12 rejections. 12 different publishers told her, "This book won't sell. Children won't like it. It's too long. Magic stories don't work anymore." They all said no. For most people, 12 rejections would mean the end of the road. But for J.K. Rowling, it was just the beginning. After 12 rejections, she sent her manuscript to a small publishing house called Bloomsbury. She waited. Days passed, then weeks. One day, she received a letter. She opened it slowly, expecting another rejection. But this time, it was different. Bloomsbury liked the book. They saw something special in Harry Potter. But they were still unsure. The chairman of Bloomsbury, Nigel Newton, took the first few chapters home. That night, he gave them to his 8-year-old daughter, Alice, to read. She loved the story. She finished the first chapter and begged for more. The next day, she told her father, "This is the best book I've ever read. You have to publish it." That was it. A little girl's love for the story convinced Bloomsbury to give J.K. Rowling a chance. They offered her a deal, but it was small. She was given an advance of just £1,500, about $2,000. Even after all her struggles, even after writing a book that would later change the world, her first paycheck was tiny. But she didn't care. She had finally done it. Her book was going to be published. Even after accepting the book, Bloomsbury was not confident. They told J.K. Rowling something that almost broke her heart again. They said, "Don't expect much. Only a few thousand copies will be printed. You won't make a lot of money from this. You should start looking for a real job." Imagine hearing this after years of struggle. But she didn't listen. She had a dream, and she was not going to give up. In 1997, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was finally published. At first, only 500 copies were printed. That's it. Out of those, some were sent to libraries. No one had any idea that these copies would one day become some of the most valuable books in history. Then, something incredible happened. People started talking about the book. Children loved it. Parents loved it. Teachers loved it. Word spread like wildfire. Soon, publishers in America became interested. A big auction was held to buy the U.S. publishing rights. Scholastic, an American publishing company, won the bid. They offered J.K. Rowling $105,000 for the rights to publish the book in the U.S. From a poor, struggling single mother on government aid to receiving a six-figure deal, her life was about to change forever. She could hardly believe it. For the first time in years, she had money. She could finally take care of her daughter. She could finally breathe. But this was only the beginning, because what happened next, no one could have predicted. After the success of the first book, J.K. Rowling continued writing. She released Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, 1998. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, 1999. The books became bestsellers. By the time she released the fourth book, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, she had become a worldwide sensation. The books were translated into more than 80 languages and sold millions of copies. Children, teenagers, and adults all over the world fell in love with Harry Potter. The books became movies, and the movies became blockbusters. By the early 2000s, J.K. Rowling was no longer poor. She was one of the richest women in the world. She had gone from living on government benefits to becoming a billionaire. She had proved everyone wrong. She went from a broke, depressed, single mother to a world-famous billionaire author. Her books were bestsellers. Her movies were breaking records. She was earning millions of dollars every single year. It looked like she had won. But was her struggle really over? No, her life took unexpected turns, some amazing, some heartbreaking. Fame brought new challenges. Success brought new critics. And money? It didn't solve everything. At the peak of her success, J.K. Rowling became a billionaire. Yes, a billionaire. She was making more money than she could ever imagine. But in 2012, something shocking happened. She lost her billionaire status. Did she waste her money? Did she make bad investments? No, she lost her billionaire status because of two things. One, taxes. She believed in helping society, so she paid huge amounts in taxes. Unlike other billionaires who hide their money, she gave a big part of her income to the government. Two, charity. She started donating millions to charities. She gave money to single mothers, struggling children, and medical research. J.K. Rowling chose to stop being a billionaire. She once said, "You have a moral responsibility when you've been given far more than you need. You must do wise things with it and give intelligently." She never wrote books for money. She wrote books because she loved stories, and she used her success to change lives. But even after all the good she did, she was about to face the biggest challenge of her life. For years, J.K. Rowling was loved by everyone. She was known as the woman who inspired millions with her story. But then, something happened. She started sharing her opinions on social media. Some people agreed with her, some people disagreed, and some people attacked her. She was suddenly being criticized, insulted, and even threatened. Some people said, "She should stop talking." Others said, "She is ruining her legacy." For the first time in years, she was facing a different kind of rejection. Not from publishers, not from poverty, but from the public. Some even tried to cancel her. People who once loved her books now said they would never read them again. It was painful, but J.K. Rowling stood by her words. She refused to apologize for her beliefs. She had faced rejection before. She had been called a failure before. She had been told she was worthless before. But she never stopped. This time was no different. She kept writing. She kept working. Because she knew who she was. She had fought poverty, depression, and rejection. She had survived worse. And she was not going to stop now. After Harry Potter, people wondered, will J.K. Rowling ever write another book? For a while, she stayed silent. Then, in 2013, she released a new book, but she didn't use her real name. She published it under a fake name, Robert Galbraith. Why? Because she wanted to test herself again. She wanted to know, can I still succeed without the name J.K. Rowling on the cover? The book was called The Cuckoo's Calling. At first, no one knew she wrote it. The book got great reviews, but sold only a few thousand copies. Then, after a few months, the truth came out. J.K. Rowling was the real author. Within hours, the book became a bestseller. She proved that she wasn't just famous because of Harry Potter. She was a real writer. She had real talent. She had more stories to tell. And she wasn't done yet. She had transformed her life from a broke, depressed, single mother to one of the most powerful women in the world. She had created Harry Potter, a story that touched millions of hearts. She had become one of the best-selling authors of all time. She had gone from being rejected 12 times to becoming a billionaire. But even after all this, her story was not over. Even after reaching the top, she still had battles to fight. Even after achieving everything, she still faced struggles. Because life never stops testing you. J.K. Rowling achieved unimaginable success. But behind her success, there was still pain. Her mother never got to see her success. This thought still haunts her. Every time she talks about her mother, she gets tears in her eyes. I wish she had seen this. I wish she had known. She once said, "The books are what they are because my mother died." It was a huge, life-changing moment. Her mother's death changed her forever. And no amount of money, success, or fame could ever bring her back. She still carries this loss in her heart. And that's the truth about life. Even after success, some wounds never heal. Many people ask, how did J.K. Rowling write such an amazing story? The truth is, she lived it. She didn't just imagine Harry Potter. She felt it. She poured her pain, struggles, and emotions into the story. Harry Potter is not just a fantasy story. It's a story about love and loss. Just like Rowling lost her mother, Harry lost his parents. Fear and courage. Just like Rowling was scared of failure, Harry was scared of Voldemort. Hope and friendship. Just like Rowling found support, Harry found Ron and Hermione. Every part of Harry Potter came from her own life. That's why it feels so real. That's why millions of people connect with it. because it's not just about magic, it's about life itself. Even after becoming famous, Rowling never stopped writing. She could have retired and lived a life of luxury, but she didn't. Why? Because writing was her life. She once said, "I write because I love it, not because I need money. If I stopped writing, a part of me would die." Even after so much criticism, so much hate, so much success, she kept writing. Because for her, writing was never about money. It was about telling stories that matter, and she was not done yet. J.K. Rowling's life is not just a success story, it's a story of rejection. She was rejected 12 times. Failure, she was broke, divorced, and depressed. Criticism. She was attacked, hated, and canceled. But despite all this, she never stopped. She kept writing. She kept fighting. She kept believing. And in the end, she won. Her story teaches us one powerful lesson. No matter how many times you fail, never stop believing in yourself. Because sometimes, the biggest failures lead to the greatest successes. Today, J.K. Rowling is still writing, creating, and inspiring. She continues to write books under her real name and her fake name, Robert Galbraith. She runs charities and helps millions of people. She speaks her mind, even when people disagree. She proves that success is not about money, it's about impact. She's not just a writer, she's a legend. Her story will be told for generations to come. Because she didn't just write books, she changed the world. J.K. Rowling has written over 20 books, including 7 Harry Potter novels, the Cormoran Strike series, and The Casual Vacancy. Her books have sold over 600 million copies worldwide, making her one of the best-selling authors in history. Her net worth is around $1 billion, mostly from Harry Potter books, movies, and merchandise. J.K. Rowling's life was filled with pain, struggles, and failures. But she never gave up, and today she's a symbol of hope for millions of people. So if you are facing rejection today, if you are feeling lost and hopeless, if you think your dreams are impossible, remember J.K. Rowling's story. Remember that success doesn't come easy. Remember that failure is not the end. Because just like J.K. Rowling, your story is not over yet. J.K. Rowling's journey teaches us one thing. Success is not about luck. It's about never giving up. If you believe in yourself, if you keep going no matter how many times you fail, if you work hard even when no one believes in you, then one day your name will be remembered just like J.K. Rowling's. Because greatness is not born, it is made. And just like her, you have the power to write your own success story. Did this story inspire you? Would you like more stories like this? Let me know who you want next. And remember, your dreams are possible. Keep believing, keep fighting, keep writing your story. Because one day, the world will read about you.